Blog Talk Radio.
What a beautiful song, and it just really takes me there. It takes me someplace completely different, someplace I didn't expect, but at the same time, when it comes down to our Savior, all things are possible. And so giving love on Christmas Day, is exactly what God gave us. He gave us love in Jesus Christ's name and in his son. So I'm asking you all to just remember that, because it's so important that we love one each other despite our differences. And let's just do that, right? All right, guys. So this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And I feel so blessed to be a part of this show. And I just want y'all to know that I love you and I appreciate you. And it's all good. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. And so that was Johnny Gill. And he started this segment of our show off, the beginning of our show, with Give Love on Christmas Day. And so I think I want to keep Johnny going, because he really, really sang that song. All right. So with that being said, we're going to just do what he said to do. And all right. Well, wait, what are you guys saying? I think they're trying to tell me something, but I can't make it out. Anyway, I just love that song, and it was beautiful. What's going on, everybody, all over the world? How are you guys? I hope you guys are good and God is keeping you well. Much love, much love, much love. Yes, 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 yes. All that's good. Yes, we're having a great time. All right. Well, I'm going to rub you the right way.
content with the love I gave. Oh yeah, I gave you my heart, but you wanted my mind. Oh yeah, your love scared me to death, girl. All it's a choking kind, that's all it is. You can kill a man with a bottle of poison or knife. I know you can't better hurt him more, to take his pride and run his life. Oh, it's a shame, girl, whatever it is, girl. I surely hope you find, oh yeah, I tell you that hat don't fit my head. Oh, it's a choking kind. Oh yeah, it make me wanna oh yeah. Oh, Mr. Smith, when you fall in love again, girl, take a tip from me. Oh yeah, if you don't like a peach, walk on by the tree. That's what you better do, honey. Find what you want, girl. Keep it, treat it sweet and kind. Oh, yeah. Oh, let it breathe. Oh, make it the choking kind. Oh, no. Don't break your heart, baby. Oh, no. I know you love me. Really, I do. I tell you, your love scares me to death, girl. It's a choking kind. That's all.
All right, Jesse Johnson putting it down on Solar Records Radio. My, we are having a great time this morning. And I hope you guys are blessed and enjoying the show. This is Wardell Potts Jr. with Solar Records Radio. And we are just trying to do what we do here, right? And so, hey, guys, I just want you to know tomorrow is Friday, and we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. Wow. It goes on and on. We're always celebrating, it seems. And so, hey, I want to just also give a shout-out to Sheila. S-H-A-I-L-A. Got to give a shout-out to that lady for coming on our show yesterday and really blessing us. We really enjoyed our interview with you, sweetheart. That was awesome, and God bless you. And we're going to keep your music alive here at Solar Records Radio, where we support our indie artists all the time, jazz and blues artists. So if you know anybody that wants to come on to the show, that want to, you know, showcase their talents and stuff, hey, you know, I give them my information, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. And tell them to drop, you know, a couple of MP3s in there so we can hear what they got. And your name and pictures and stuff. And hey, let's see what we can do to make this happen, because we really, really want to bless them, you know, bless our young people and stuff. So anyway, guys, so you good? Y'all good? I know Greg has had a long day already overseas over there. And so, Greg, are you exhausted, my brother? I hope you are feeling better. And well, I shouldn't say better, but I hope you're feeling good. How about that? And we just bless, praise God for you, man. And how's everybody else doing? I know I talked to Astrid. She was wiped out. And they're like an hour ahead of even Greg, because Greg is like 6 hours behind. 7 hours. Yeah, 6 hours behind us, and they're 7 hours. So she's already gone to bed, but bless you, sweetheart. Bless you, Astrid. Love you, sweetheart. And so anyway, guys, we just want to keep the music going and just going down memory lane together here on Solar Records Radio. Maybe we may play something that just really blesses your heart. So if we do, you know, hey, just let us know. You did it, dude. You really did it, right? All right. So let's get going here on Solar Records Radio as we go down memory lane together. All right. Come on, Miss Jackson. All right, guys. So this is a difficult statement for me to make, as I love all my brothers and sisters around the world equally. I love everyone. I was just just got a message from Lorena with Climax that my really good friend Nydra Silver's beard passed away, and my phone is going to keep blowing up, and she passed away, and it's a very sad day, and we are praying that she made her transition to her Heavenly Father, and we're just so sorry about everything. And she was 71 years old, and so Nydra Beard Silvers, one of the lead singers in Dynasty, has passed away. Yeah, my phone is going crazy, and so it's a hard day right now. So I am going to just play you a couple Dynasty songs just to remember Nydra by. And rest in peace, Nydra. We love you, sweetheart. May God bless you and keep you and take care of you. And thank you for being an amazing friend. And I love you so much. And man, my heart is broken. I'm going to play a couple Dynasty songs, and this is a song that she really loved that Leon sang, and then I'll play another song that she loved that Linda sang. Okay. Okay, guys, so this has just been a very difficult show. I wanted to be blessed, but I had my chance to cry. I lost my sister, Nidra Beard, today, less than an hour ago. And so it's very difficult. My sister, Lorena from Climax, called in and told me. And so I got to talk to Linda Carrier, and she's fine. And I, I'm just trying to deal with this. I talked to Stephen Shockley from Lakeside so he could talk to the other guys. And so Nidra was 71 years old. She was going to be 72 in is at the end of July and beginning of August. And so, yeah, the end of August, I think it was. So the 15th, I'm not sure what the exact date was. But anyway, she would have been 72. And so rest in peace, my beautiful sister. I love you so very, very much. And God bless you. And thank you for blessing all of us and helping us to, just figure things out as we, as Dynasty. It was a learning experience for all of us because it was, well, especially for me, because I never was in a professional group until Dynasty. I was in college. And so it's very, very sad. And Greg, I hope you could figure that out. This year she would have been 72. She would not made it yet. So she's 71 now. So I believe she was born in 53, something like that. Or, 53, 52, somewhere, one of them. But God bless them. God bless her. And thank you, Nidra. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for loving us and being the kind, gentle woman that you were. We love you here, and we'll always love you. And, wow, it's just hard. It's really kind of crazy. But I'm going to continue to do my show, and yes, so here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. from Dynasty, brother of Nidra Beard.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Can't you see me standing in the shadows of love? I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. I want to run, but there's nowhere to go. Cause heartache will follow me, I know. Without your love, the love I need, it's the beginning of the end for me. Cause you're taking away all my reasons for living. When you push aside all the love I've been giving. Now wait a minute, didn't I treat you right now, baby? Didn't I do the best I could? Now didn't I? So don't you be done. Needed me, always there, and I wasn't there.
Don't love. that played his games on me so long. I started to believe I'd never find anyone. Doubt had tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain had stopped and the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I loved you to me. On one in a million chance of a lifetime, and life show compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. Then I found a piece of happiness to call my own. And life is worth living again. For to love you to me is to live. Oh, passion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you. A
to be satisfied, girl. Just knowing that you love me.
There's one thing I want you to do. Just touch your lips on me.
Hey, there's something everybody needs.
Well, guys, I hope that you are trying to enjoy the show as I am trying to do my best to be my best here. And it is a challenge right now. So thank you for your patience. And we love you here at Solar Records Radio. And thanks to all the friends that called and texted and wished their condolences. We really love you guys and appreciate that very, very much. And this is a hard one, and so we're dealing with it. We'll do our best to be our best in it. So we got about 30 minutes left in the show. 30 minutes left in the show, so half an hour. And thank you again for, you know, just pray for her family that, you know, they do what they need to do, that they have the strength and the wisdom to, you know, to bless her transition. And God bless all you guys, and thank you for being who you are. We appreciate you very, very much. I love you, Lorena. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling me and leaving me that message. It was beautiful. Okay, guys. So with that being said, I'm going to get back to some music and try to do this thing right. Yeah, we're going to do this. All right. So anyway, play some music. And you guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard. We will be doing Celebrating the Sound of Los Angeles Records. So tune in. Be blessed.
You keep me coming back. with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you please while scrubbing those floors on a bending knee. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine. Hey mama, hey mama, my heart loves you. Oh, yeah.
I always love my mama.
Yeah.
She's my favorite girl.
Only gets one, only gets one, yeah.
I always love my mama. She bought me in this world.
I'm talking about mama.
Brother Don Fleming's on the line. What's up, Don?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, man. We are just trying to deal with the tragedy, the loss of my sister, Nydra Beard. And it's just, it's very, very difficult. And I figured that's why you were calling in. It's just so sad, and I just wanted to...
It is, man. It is. And we had her, she was on the show, a few months back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, this is a beautiful spirit, man. And, you know, just from my abbreviated time, you know, talking with her, and I know it must be devastating for you, so I can't even imagine how you feel right now, man. For what it's worth,
yeah.
You know, my prayers are with you. My prayers are with, you know, all the other members of the group and the Solar family.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of tough, man. You know, I think the last person we lost at Solar was Fred Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And, from Lakeside. And so, you know, it's just kind of crazy. It was just a lot of crazy stuff going on, man. But we... you know, this one with Nydra is just a little, just super close, and I'm my heart is broken. I've been with her since I was 20 years old, and yeah, my first professional group I ever played with, and you know, she was always encouraging and loving and kind and gentle and just a sweetheart, and she'd make you crazy too with all those qualities. And we loved her very much, and so it's hard right now for everybody. Everybody's trying to figure out what the heck.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of hard, man.
Well, you know, my prayers are with you guys. You know, life, again, no one's promised to tomorrow, and you know, we come on this earth, do what we do, and you know, our purpose is to live and die. And you know, again, you never know when that time comes. You know, right. I think that was that saying, you know, my grandmother and my granddad used to say, it's like, it's not about those 2 years, your birth and your birth year and your death year. It's that dash in between. It's how important is that dash, you know?
Yeah.
And it, as crazy as that sounds, you know, it's all about that dash and what you've accomplished. And I mean, her dash, was an amazing dash as a fan, you know.
Yeah, she had, I mean, her lifetime was, I mean, she did a great job, and I'm very proud of her, and she will go down in music history. I mean, she's on all these records, and her pictures are out there, her videos are out there. She did what she had to do musically, and so we're just proud of her, and we're just grateful for her, and so we just wish her a great transition to her Heavenly Father, and we just pray for her family that they are, you know, that they will be able to handle it and do it well. Yeah. And so it's a lot going on there. So, but thank you.
I mean, yeah, man, you know, again, you know, praying for her family, you know, her husband, I mean, even, you know, Leon, you know, of course, you know, she's remarried and everything like that, but you know, Leon's, I can only imagine Leon's taking it hard. Definitely the kids are. So,
yeah. Yes, sir. So we are, also I want everybody to know that Julianne's mom would have been 102 on Monday, 102 years old. She was working it, man. She worked that thing. And so she's going to be gone. Yeah, she was about to turn 100 when she passed away. So may God rest in peace, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
So she was 32 years older than Nydra. But anyway, guys, we want to just, we're going to close out the show now. And is there anything you'd like to say, Don, in closing?
No, yeah, man. I just, you know, my condolences with you and, you know, everyone else in the Solar family that's, you know, that's found out and whatnot. And, you know, my prayers are definitely with our family, definitely immediate family and Solar family and, you know, and all the people who, you know, a fan like myself, you know, that, I'm at a loss of words, man. I really am, you know. And you know, I talk, you know, I talk.
Yeah.
So
it's all good. It's all good.
Just beautiful, just a beautiful person inside out. Again, that abbreviated time that I've gotten to know her and talk with her, it's a dream come true to have that moment in itself, and just to have you guys, you know. You being there and working with her on a personal level, a professional level, man, I feel for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And God bless you, man. We appreciate you very much. And you're part of our family, our Solar family. So God bless you and appreciate you. And also I want to thank Greg for the flyers and stuff that he just did for Nydra, and many blessings to everybody in the world that, you know, just God bless all you anyway. And everybody, you have a blessed rest of your evening. And we'll see you tomorrow here, 3 p.m. Solar Records Radio, as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles. All right, Don. We're up and out, man.
We are out. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Talk to you soon. All right, guys. We're out.
Music. Come on. Come on. Oh, Julie.